She was perfectly normal in every way when she was born, and there was nothing remarkable about her other than the fact that she was a clone. And as you would expect, she had the same... She was the same as her original. So the same birth weight, the same growth weights, the same temperament, the same many things. When she was about 12 or 14 months old, we started to produce embryos from her, some IVF embryos, and we transferred those embryos into recipient cattle. And then when she was 21 months of age, she was naturally joined with a bull, and she fell pregnant naturally on her very first cycle, so her fertility was unimpaired, despite, you know, the way she was made. That calf has been born. It's a bull calf. It's 6 months old, and it's a cracking bull calf. And so she's passed on her elite genetics to her calves. She subsequently produced 15 IVF embryo calves that are on the ground, and they're also, you know, cracking good calves. Another 6 pregnancies on the way, and embryos in the can.
You were saying that when she was first born, she aligned very closely to the original cow. We know in human identical twins, sometimes they can be they are identical from birth genetically, and then as they grow and go in their different directions in life, they can be different. Is that something that you found with Eve?
Certainly, her personality traits are also really similar to her mum's. Really a great temperament, really easy. She likes to be around people. One of the interesting differences, though, is that she is a little bit more fertile than the original. So she has a few more embryos and a slightly higher pregnancy rate from those embryos than the original.
What can we learn from that? Is there anything interesting in that to you as the creator of Eve?
Yeah, so one of the questions that we often ask is why some animals have higher pregnancy rates than others. And at the moment, there's some cutting-edge human IVF technology which is providing answers in humans, and we're now asking those same questions in cattle, and early days yet, but we're seeing some similar results in cattle.
Eve has a very distinctive ring around her eye. Is that something that she got from her mother, or not her mother, I suppose, her original?
Yeah, so that's an interesting thing. Eve's got a faint white ring on her face. That the original doesn't have, but interestingly, quite a lot of her progeny has. So that's there in the genes somewhere, and it wasn't evident in the original, but it has certainly come out wasn't originally present either when she was born, but as she's grown, it's become a little bit more obvious. I had a girlfriend a long time ago who was an identical twin, and she had a mole near her eye, and her identical twin sister had a mole on her chin. For sure they were identical twins, but not exactly the same.
Is it just the genetics expressing in a different way, becoming reality in a different way?
Yeah, that's right. And it's got a lot to do with the way cells migrate from a tiny fetus when those skin cells are first being formed, and the way that those skin cells migrate to become skin cells, and they move in slightly different ways.
What's next for Eve now?
So she'll stay here at my donor centre, and we'll continue to produce embryo calves from her. She'll go on and she'll have her own natural calves as well. But in a natural breeding program, she might have 7 or 8 calves in her lifetime with the sort of technology that we'll apply in the IVF embryo transfer programs. She's already had 15 calves in the last year, and she could easily go on to have hundreds of calves in her lifetime.